The message of the gospel today is really persistence. We need to be persistent in our prayer. We see the example of Bartimaeus, the blind man, who is very persistent in his prayer and his request of Jesus to be able to see. One of the things that always grabs my attention about Bartimaeus is how he has such great faith. Being a blind man, he's never been able to see Jesus. And very likely he's spent most, if not all, of his life simply there at Jericho. Bartimaeus is incapable of being able to actually see Jesus for himself. He's never seen him perform any of his miracles, in the miracles that he's performed at this point. He's never been able to see him actually do any of those things or even see any of the people who he has healed, saved, brought back from the dead, any of those people. He's never been able to see them for himself. At most, he's probably heard some stories about Jesus as people walk by him in and out of Jericho. And when you think about it, when you hear stories, you don't always know if they're all true or if things might have been added, overemphasized or exaggerated in some way when you hear stories. Stories change with each retelling. But Bartimaeus believes whatever he's heard. He knows that this Jesus is someone special. He knows that if he goes to this Jesus, asks him to heal him, to regain his sight, he will do it. And so Bartimaeus wastes no time. When he hears that Jesus is passing by, he begins to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." He's holding nothing back. He's really got nothing to lose. He is calling out to his Savior. Now, many try to rebuke him, those around him, trying to tell him to be silent. You can almost hear the words that are probably said. Don't bother the rabbi. Don't bother him. He doesn't have time for this. He's got things to do. He's got more important things. Don't bother him. Maybe some of the people are even a little annoyed about his constant calling out, annoyed by his enthusiasm. But these naysayers don't seem to dampen Bartimaeus' spirit. He continues to call out, "Son of David, have pity on me." Finally, Jesus stops, tells the others to call him, bring him to me. Now, it's not that Jesus all of a sudden, like, "Oh, hey, someone's calling me. Is someone here who wants to talk to me?" No, Jesus, I believe, knows. He knew already that Bartimaeus was going to be there, that Bartimaeus was going to request this. But Jesus wants Bartimaeus to ask him. He wants to hear from Bartimaeus. So Bartimaeus hears these words that I'm sure he has longed to hear. He's being told, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." We can sense the enthusiasm. He throws aside his cloak, he springs up, and he goes to Jesus. Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Again, Jesus knows darn well what it is that Bartimaeus wants. He knows exactly what's going to be requested. But he wants to hear Bartimaeus ask it. He wants to hear from him. And so Bartimaeus says, "Master, I want to see." Jesus finally tells him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Bartimaeus regains his sight, and then he follows Jesus. continues to follow him on his journeys. We can learn a lot from Bartimaeus. Learn a lot from what he's saying here. What's going on here? Because we have lots of requests of Jesus too, don't we? We have things that we want to ask of Jesus. Whether it's asking something for ourselves, asking for another person. Sometimes we may wonder, we may be tempted to say, well, Jesus hasn't answered me yet. Is he listening? Have I said something wrong? Yes, he is listening. good guess, though. But he is asking. He is wanting, we are asking, and he is listening. And so we are being invited, really, with this gospel passage to be like Bartimaeus and to persist in prayer. To continue to ask. When there are times when those negative thoughts come to our minds. So they're much like those people around Bartimaeus who try to tell him to be silent. Sometimes we have those negative thoughts. We think, well, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe Jesus isn't listening. Maybe he's too busy. Maybe this isn't the right request. Or whatever it is, we might think of all sorts of reasons. And sometimes they're our own human thoughts. Sometimes they're even thoughts from the evil one. And they might tell us to be silent. Stop bugging God. Stop this chattering. But I think we can learn from Bartimaeus, it's worth continuing to ask. To be persistent. I've heard it said once before that the simplest novena that you can pray is simply, help me, 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 help me. To just keep saying, help me, Lord. Be with me. Whether it takes one time, three times, five times, nine times, however many, to continue to ask God. Whatever it is that we need, whatever it is that our loved ones need, we can request it. God does hear. We just need to keep coming to him. And then he will respond in his own time. Sometimes it's just a matter of that it's just not the time yet. But God is hearing. God will give us what we need. And we continue to, like Bartimaeus, to follow him on the way. Let us be persistent in our prayers.